Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, April 19th, 2024, and information provided is up to date as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The main mover in the markets overnight has been escalation in the Middle East, with reports of Israeli strikes on facilities inside Iran. The market is currently looking at a lower open, with S&P futures pointing down 0.5%. Overnight, global markets have declined, with Asian and European markets both down. Gold and oil are higher, but have given back much of the initial spike following the reports of Israeli strikes. The 10-year is down 4 basis points, yielding 4.59%. The dollar is softer against the euro, pound, and yen. Industrial metals are higher. Cryptocurrencies are mostly up. Returning to the main story, the pickup in volatility comes amid reports of Israeli strikes on facilities inside Iran. However, much remains unclear, including what was struck and the extent of damage. Iran media reported air defense systems activated but later downplayed the severity and said flights had returned to normal. This follows a week in which Israel threatened to respond to Iranian missile barrage, prompting retaliation warnings from Tehran. A senior Iranian official says there is no plan for immediate retaliation. In other news, markets continue to pare back Fed easing expectations with futures pricing in 1 to 2 cuts, and the first now not anticipated until September. Sticky inflation concerns accompanied by hawkish-leaning Fed speak that is pivoting back to higher for longer messaging. Atlanta Fed's Bostic and New York Fed's Williams echoed the no-rush mantra, with Minneapolis Fed's Kashkari flagging possibility of no cuts at all in 2024. Some talk now also about the outside possibility of further tightening. On the data front, we had German March PPI above the prior red, but a negative number, UK March retail sales slightly above consensus, and Japan March national CPI slightly below expectations. But the CPI excluding fresh food and energy was marginally above expectations. We have an empty US economic calendar today. In corporate news, the New York Times reports Sony and Apollo Global Management are considering a joint proposal to acquire Paramount Global. Sources tell the paper that Sony Pictures Entertainment chief Tony Vinciquerra discussed an all-cash offer last week for Paramount with Apollo. One potential structure could have Apollo take a minority stake in the joint venture, with Sony becoming the majority owner and operator. Reuters reports that on China's orders, Apple has removed WhatsApp and Threads from its app store in China. Apple says, "The Cyberspace Administration of China ordered the removal of these apps from the China storefront based on their national security concerns." And Reuters also reports that the UK's ICO is unimpressed by Google's proposed ad privacy changes. Citing internal documents, a media report says that the Information Commissioner's Office feels Google's privacy sandbox has gaps and needs to be improved to protect consumer privacy. On today's earnings calendar, we have Regions Financial, Fifth Third, Procter & Gamble, Huntington Bancshares, SLBNV, and American Express posting their results before the open. Asian equities ended lower on Friday, although most were off their lows by the close. Stocks gapped lower at the open, but accelerated declines on reports of Israel's attack on Iran, capping losses when strikes appeared measured, and Tehran did not immediately respond. Bank of Japan Governor Ueda told reporters at the Washington G20 that a rate hike may be warranted if the yen's declines significantly push up inflation, reaffirming previous remarks. Repeated the potential transmission of yen depreciation, pushing up inflation through import prices, and if the impact becomes too big to ignore, it might lead to a change in monetary policy. Comments on yen implications echoed those from board member Noguchi yesterday. While noting immediate impacts are believed to be temporary, the BOJ would have to consider a policy change if it affects momentum in wage hikes and inflation. European markets have opened lower, with the Euro stocks, FTSE 100, French CAC, and German DAX all trading down. Capital Markets Union faces pushback despite Europe's deep funding needs. Facing increasing funding needs for defense and green transition, European leaders have been attempting a push to unify capital markets. Yet, a majority of smaller EU countries successfully pushed back against centralization of supervisory powers through ESMA, as well as against harmonizing corporate tax and insolvency laws. The fragmentation makes it more difficult for companies to attain capital and leaves financial system more vulnerable to shocks. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Friday, April 19th, 2024. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.